Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin? Yes, Lisa.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. And you know what? We're moving on from this automation theme to this dystopian upcoming apocalypse theme. It's going to get a little depressing in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get a little dark. But you know what? It is a moment where we need to be honest about the darkness.
Totally.
And we need to fucking do something about
the darkness.
It.
That's been...
No, not embrace the darkness. Fight the fucking darkness. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, but you have to embrace it too. Like, accept that something, like everything is going to shit.
So you can fight it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But first you have to accept it.
I don't know about accepting it.
There's a lot of people in denial, baby.
Yeah. That's true. I mean. Okay, yeah, that's true. That's very true, actually. Oh. You're right. So, yeah, we played a few songs there. We played Paranoid Android.
The Marias.
No, we played the Marias first.
And I wanted to shout out to Maria Tomas, if you're listening. Probably not. But
probably not, because did we even tell her about the show?
I think I told her.
Maybe at some point. She used to listen to your old radio show as well. But yeah, shout out to Maria. We miss you. Come visit us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too busy being a doctor.
I know. That's another dark thing.
but we love you.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some dystopian music. We're going to have a little bit of a transition from this theme, a smooth transition, I would say, from this theme with back-to-back Viagra Boys songs after we had just played the Marias.
We actually mix
Radiohead and Prince with our last few songs that are about, well, not necessarily about computers. We do reference a computer in the next song, in our back-to-back Viagra Boys songs.
What I was trying to say is that these two songs, they're on the same record, and I think they transition perfectly between one theme and the other.
Yes, I totally agree. So we're going to listen to back-to-back Viagra Boys with Troglodyte and Return to Monkey. And then we'll be back before our next apocalyptic song. Fuck capitalism.
It's the
As we mentioned, we had a back-to-back from Viagra Boys. We had Troglodyte and then Return to Monkey. And both of those from their album Cave World, which was the first music that we discovered by them with Punk Rock Loser, of course. And then we went on to learn the rest of the album, love it. Have a distinct memory of driving in Matera in Italy and trying to get to the city and all of that those winding roads that got us there, and we were listening to this record, and DJ Lento was really pretty stressed out about it because I don't really know how to drive, but. Anyway, so we are moving on, as I hope you know, you're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. I'm DJ Lesta. We've got DJ Lento in the studio as well. And we have a person that we just met who was passing by, and the universe brought him to us so that we can listen to one of his tracks on the radio today. I want to introduce our new friend.
I'm the poet.
Say it again.
Hi, I'm the poet. San Francisco.
All right, welcome to the poet.
The Raven Flies High is my name. Henry David Portillo, I'm the poet. And the musician is Marco. So I hope you enjoy this.
We're so happy to have you. What's the name of the song? Do you want to share the name of the song?
The Dead Musicians.
The Dead Musicians. All right, let's go. Thank you so much for coming in.
One second. I need one second.
Okay, we're gonna play this song in just a moment. As I mentioned before, the last couple songs, our theme has turned a bit dystopic. We're talking about the apocalypse, the upcoming sort of apocalypse that we are going to hope to try to stop, because this world is messy and this world is sad and we don't want it to be, and we don't want this world to die. With our new friend, Henry, the Raven Flies High, we have the perfect track to play next. So thanks for tuning in.
That's the end.
That's
amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing.
You got it perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much for being here. The Raven Flies High. Henry, what was the rest of your name?
David Portillo.
Henry David Portillo.
Awesome.
From San Francisco.
California. Brought him to us. We are so happy about that. And that song was just beautiful. Your poetry is so beautiful. We can't wait to hear more from you one day. So thank you so much. That was great. And it was the perfect song for our episode, where we're just talking about how the world needs more love and care, because it's going downhill, and We are going to accept the darkness so that we can fight the darkness, like DJ Lento was saying before. So, again, you're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. That was the Raven Highs Flies High with the Dead Musicians. And we are going to play a few more songs that are you know...
In theme.
On theme. So next up is Apocalypse Dreams by Tame Impala from their beautiful record that we actually got to see in person, see them live playing the whole thing, Lonerism.
Their entirety, yeah.
So thanks for tuning in to Freaks to the Front.
Thanks for tuning in.
Tame Impala up next on Radio Valencia.
Yeah.
Okay.
What an experience.
Yeah. Thank you, Henry, for coming in. He's going to come another week, too. But that was really fun. And his song was beautiful.
Serendipitous.
Very serendipitous. And yeah, so we just heard Arcade Fire with Sprawl 2. That's a song I love so much. The music video also is absolutely incredible. I used to like watch it all the time when I was in college with my friends.
I don't think I ever watched that.
Oh, it's great. We'll watch it later.
Okay.
It's a really cool music video, but yeah. Dystopic song for sure about the fucking sprawl. It makes me think of the sprawl outside of Los Angeles when we were headed to desert days. Just the strip malls and all of that. The suburbs, which is a name of another Arcade Fire record that is great, but Sprawl 2. So we only have about less than 20 minutes left on the show, and we are going to play a few more songs. Up next, we've got a song by an artist who I am really annoyed with. I've talked about this before. I'm really over Father John Misty, but this song really is great, and it really fits the the theme of the show. So, Pure Comedy by Father John Misty, and then we're gonna have a couple of pretty depressing, sad songs, and then we're gonna close it out with a banger,
upbeat.
Yeah. So again, you're listening to Freaks to the Front on Radio Valencia.fm. My name is DJ Lesta.
And my name is DJ Lento.
And we're listening to dystopian apocalyptic music. So enjoy.
At 6.
For some reason, when I go to the good.
Yeah.
The comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our mother's hips, and so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address. Like, say that half of us are periodically iron deficient, so somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I do it myself, but what are you gonna get this thing? It's milk, he says, as soon as he gets back from the hunt, we can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. Comedy. Now that's what I call pure comedy. Wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything, and some all-powerful being endowed this horror show with meaning. Oh, their religions are the best. They worship themselves, yet they're totally obsessed with risen zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks, these unbelievable outfits, and they get terribly upset when you question their sacred texts, written by a woman hating epileptics. Their language is just served to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone patents a cure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? What makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning new gods, so they can go on being godless animals. Nothing human left, just random matter suspended in the dark. I hate to say it, but each other's all we've got.
Thank you, Father John Misty, for that track. I mean, he definitely is kind of the worst as a person, but he's living in the worst society, and he really recognizes that, so I gotta respect that he writes about it. Not going to talk too much because we haven't gotten very long. We are going to... the next couple songs, we've got Mad World by Tears for Fears and Drink Before the War by Sinead O'Connor. A couple of pretty bummer, apocalyptic, dystopian songs, but really fucking good. So we'll be back after those to sign off. Thank you.
All around.
I hate the original version of that song. I didn't know.
Oh, I thought it was a pull-up.
I meant to play the slow one. Anyway, we're moving on from that. We're playing Drink Before the War.
Yeah, because I really want to play the last song too.
Yeah, so let's go.
Thank you.
song is so good. We only got time to sign off. You're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. I am DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, Beats is up next.
And by the way, this next band is Rage Against the Machine. It's the band that I imagine is going to play at the end of the world.
Let's go.